The bright green RV recently set up shop outside the Berkshire Museum in downtown Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Hordes of children stop by to see what the whole thing was about.
So ready, we'll help each other.
This is fun.
Cool!
That's why you need teamwork.
The first thing the kids see on the wall is a water-filled tube with different pieces of plastic floating on each end. Each had a chance to give it a spin. Jennifer Killinger of the Plastics Make It Possible campaign explains that plastics such as yogurt cups and bottle caps float to the top while the remaining plastics sink to the bottom.
And that's actually how real recyclers separate the two types of plastics. They shred them and they put them in water. One floats and one sinks.
That's easy.
Isn't that cool?
The next step in the interactive process is a mock-up of a heated spinning coil, a process called extrusion, as described by Eddie Flores.
This heated coil heats all those flakes and makes it into, like, again, like a gooey plastic soup. And they push through that, the plastic goo into small openings that makes long strands. And those long strands are chopped to plastic pellets. And these are what the pellets look like. This is all your recycled plastic.
After feeling recycled and chopped up plastic, the children can test their knowledge of which items go in what receptacle, as explained by Killinger.
And you guys get to go through and decide which items can be recycled, which items, like food and vegetable, would get composted, and if you can't compost it and you can't recycle it, what happens? Do we throw it in the trash? Yeah, okay, so there's your compost bin, there's your recycle bin, and there's your trash bin.
And some kids wasted no time at all. 7-year-old John Cook says he learned about composting in first grade.
We recycle glass, we recycle plastic, sometimes paper.
But his 6-year-old sister Jaylin says she and her brother let the elders in the household handle the recycling.
Most of our mom and dad does it most of the time.
But they might be pitching in sooner than you think, because they both say they plan to recycle when they grow up.
So we can reuse things.
Yeah, and make them into different things.
At the end of the recycling run-through, the kids get T-shirts made from recycled plastic bottles. Killinger says children aren't the only ones interested in the mobile RV.
Adults come to us with questions. They want to know what can be recycled. And I think a couple of the key things there is that it's always good to remind people that today, recyclers actually want us to keep the caps on. Caps on our shampoo bottles, on our beverage bottles, on our food containers. And the other thing is that we're all pretty familiar with the things that we can put in the curbside bin, but a lot of the softer plastics, things like grocery bags, sandwich bags, and bags from bread and produce can go back to grocery stores to be recycled.
The RV team heads to New York City for America Recycles Day Saturday. It will make stops at the Philadelphia Marathon, collegiate tailgates, and various towns for the rest of November. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.
Time two high fives. One and two. Good job, guys.
I'm going to do it again.